There's a splendid letter I've got sitting out there from Michael to our most important nurse who can't come into your story, although she's the most important.
Well, no, I think, in fact, no, you mean Mary Hodgson?
That's right.
Oh, no, she'll have to
come.
Is
Mary in?
Oh, yes.
She was a wholly unique woman. She was quite unlike anybody I've ever met. It's difficult, really, to put these into any words at all, but she was unquestionably the person in my life. She was the mother, she was everything else. I owe much more to Mary Hodgson than to anybody else over the stretch of age 3 to age 16, if you like. To all intents and purposes, she was my mother. She terrified pretty well everybody in the family.
Yeah.
It drove them absolutely batty. I'll tell you an absolutely shocking story.
I shouldn't tell that one.
But one or two shocking stories.
It doesn't hide rather hard on Mary, that story, I think.
Oh, no,
it's going to be hard on Mary. It's hard on Mary, but there is the nice side to Mary too, in that, however ghastly it was, we all completely loved her. All of us. Naturally, particularly me being the youngest.
Of course, she was jealous.
Oh, yes, she was a sort of broody hen. Well, you can't really expect anything else. I mean, she's now suddenly got these five boys under her, so she was just sort of looking after them and nobody else. This is the sort of setup.
And adored both your parents, sir?
Worshipped father and mother. Found Barry rather troublesome every now and then.
What was her attitude towards Barry?
Well, I think the only way of putting it, she thought, he was a pretty wonderful man, but you've got to stand up to him every now and then. He's rather a silly little Scotchman compared to this wonderful father and mother they used to have, and so on and so on. A little bit on those lines, as you would expect, I